Zach, I mean, you look at the shot clock, 36 to 16. You guys seemingly had the puck all night. What was the difference that led to a 5-3 loss?
It just felt like they capitalized on our mistakes. They were really good on the power play, obviously, there. They had two really nice goals. It felt like, when we gave up the chances, they were grade A chances, so it was tough on picks. Just one of those games where, the chances you gave, hurt you.
Did the game last night leave a dent? Because there was some big mistakes last night, less of them tonight, but still, when you made one tonight, it was in your net.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think every game's a new game. You try to turn the page, you try to regroup, reset. I thought we got off to a good start, actually, last night. And then I think, again, they capitalized on mistakes. And then tonight, again, I thought we were in a good spot in the game, obviously. And then they capitalized and made us pay on our mistakes.
Been waiting for this 50th. We've all thought it would come eventually. What's it like watching the 50th puck go on an NHL goal?
It's pretty cool. It's a special moment, obviously, for me and my family. I mean, I think when I've said it before, but when you become an NHL player, so many people have sacrificed and who've driven you to rinks, my parents and, my uncles, like everybody chips in to help you when you're a professional athlete at this level. There's so many people who sacrificed, my wife, watching kids by herself half the time. They all, I think it means just as much or more to them just to see you have success. And obviously this is a milestone that, I don't think anybody thought I would ever get to when I started my career. And I got to it, which is pretty crazy, honestly, and had a lot of help, play with a couple special players, especially Connor. And, I wouldn't be in this position without him, and I thought it was fitting that he was able to set me up for it.
Did you ever think in your wildest dreams you'd be a 50-goal scorer, like before about 3 months ago?
I try not to think, long-term, like, my career's kind of always been, let's just achieve what's ahead of us, right? When I was in university, I had two goals my first year. I was drafted, and nobody thought I was going to be, I was just a draft pick. I was no longer a prospect, and everybody kind of wrote me off. And then I started to score again, and then all of a sudden, I was an NHL player, but I was an NHL player who had no hands and was a grinder playing next to, Austin and Willie. And that was kind of the narrative. And then I scored 10 goals, and then 15, and then 20, and then, he's an okay player. He just plays with good players. And then I still have that narrative, which is great, it's awesome. Like, I think it just shows, like, you just hit little milestones along the way, and you just block out outside noise, and you work really hard, and you have a positive attitude, and good things happen.
It was a special moment for you, but also a very special moment for this group. What did your teammates' reaction mean to you?
Yeah, it was special. Leon was right next to me, and just saw the excitement on his face. He knows, how hard it is to get there, and for him to be on the ice, and Connor, 250 goal scorers, and to be join them. And then I got to the bench. Perry gave me a big hug and welcomed me to the club too, which was just special. Like, to have teammates that care that much about you, to share in your milestones and your successes. It's what the game's all about. It's really a family in here, and everybody cares about each other.
Did you have any family make the trip up here, knowing you were one goal away to watch? Or
my cousin Andy. So he's Gian, you'd know him. Yeah, he comes to a bunch of games. My family was back at home. They were at the game yesterday. But cousin Andy took the train up, made the trip, and he's here. So I'll go see him after.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts. I left a glove at the rink.